Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night!
Well, there goes the Daverhood. Welcome, everybody, to the 218th edition of Dave's Gone By. It's called Bits and Pieces, and I'll tell you why. It's because it's a bunch of bits and pieces from not so much this show, but another couple of programs that both I and my usual co-host Jeff Goodman appear on. Well, first of all, let me explain. Dave's Gone By has been on this radio station, WGBB, since October of 2002. That's how we have 218 episodes under our belt at this point. It's April 29th, 2007, if you were keeping score. So, it's a mix of comedy and talk radio and music and interviews and sketches and all sorts of cool things. A little bit different every week. Well, in recent times, we've also been doing a little bit more radio here and there. So, like, before Dave's Gone By, we've been lucky enough to get sometimes a half hour or a full hour before the show begins to get on the air, kind of loosen up, and just do a more free-form sort of talking thing, Jeff and I. So, and that's worked pretty well, and we have a lot of fun with it, and we get to take more phone calls, because Dave's Gone By is usually pretty fixed. I mean, there's an interview or some segments that are I wouldn't say rigid, but I put them together fairly strictly, whereas in a half hour or an hour before, we can be a little more free with it. So, anyway, check it out. All this stuff is at my website, davesgoneby.org, if you want to find out more about all these programs. But I figured, let me take this week, because pretty much I'm going away on a camping trip, so I didn't really have time to plan out a show for this Sunday night. And I figured, so many of you might be interested in some of the other stuff that I'm doing, that Jeff is doing, and that we're doing together. Then I'll just chop up a little few bits and pieces from the different shows we're doing, and you get to listen to some highlights, and, well, a couple of lowlights, perhaps, taking you up through the midnight hour on WGBB. So hoping you're going to enjoy it. I do, before we get started, want to thank, as ever, our sponsors, Hewlett Minuteman Press, the Copy Kings of Broadway, located at 1315 Broadway in Hewlett, 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. Also, Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine. It's the Bible of Broadway. And 10% off subscriptions for Dave's Gone By listeners. Check them out at PerformingArtsInsider.com. MortgagesRock.com. It's the place where, yes, of course, you can get a mortgage or a major loan, but it's a place you can also learn about how to give other people loans and get commission while you're doing it. MortgagesRock.com. And then there's Jeff's company, Fancy Schmancy Balloons, 516-797-3229 for all your party needs. Yes, he does the balloons, he does centerpieces, and if you need to be hooked up also with things like DJs and the flowers and caterers, he can do that too. But his main thing is balloons and centerpieces, and you call him at 516-797-3229, Fancy Schmancy Balloons. Okay, so what we're going to be doing today on Dave's Gone By are segments from the Big Time, the Little Big Time, which is the show that we do right before this program on WGBB when we have the chance, and maybe a couple of things that were supposed to be on Dave's Gone By but never got on here. Whole mishmash should be fun. So let's begin. This is from an episode of The Big Time that we did just a few weeks ago at the end of March, around the time that a controversy sprang up in the New York art world having to do with a statue in a hotel. And here are Jeff and I discussing it.
Very controversial thing happening in Manhattan today.
What?
Well, these days.
What?
It's called My Sweet Lord. It seems that an artist has made a life-size chocolate anatomically correct Jesus, and he is displaying it in a hotel. And the Catholic League of New York is very upset about this because it's being done on Holy Week.
No, wait. It may be upset any time.
And I'm pretty sure it's being crucified, but I can't be sure.
Tony, how do you know it's anatomically correct?
Because they said so.
But Jesus is generally not... He's normally wearing, like, a loincloth, even on the...
I don't know. They said anatomically correct. I don't know. Maybe the loincloth slipped a bit.
Jesus is hung like a moose.
I don't know.
And I'm not going to take a point on that because I don't want to get in trouble with the Catholic.
Well, no, I will say I'm kind of happy. As much as he might make an interesting presidential candidate, I'm kind of glad that Rudolph Giuliani is not a mayor presiding over that.
Well, as a matter of fact, there was a reference to the Giuliani problem.
Of course, yeah.
Because everyone's going crazy over this, and I think it's very funny, first of all, that the sculpture is called My Sweet Lord, since it's made out of chocolate. But,
oh, clever, yeah.
And he was commenting on the fact that they were complaining. He goes, well, I could have, if I wanted to be...
provocative
or disrespectful or what? I can't think of the word. To be on radio and forget words, very bad.
Oh, well, at 4 a.m., it's pretty natural, yeah.
But if he wanted to be disrespectful
or
whatever,
that's
he says, I could have made it out of another medium, which is the same color.
Ooh. I don't think that endeared him any further to the Catholic League. Well, chocolate's more popular than Jesus.
Well,
I think John Lennon said that.
But I think I kind of thought it was appropriate with the Easter because, you know, they have all the chocolate bunnies. Or,
right.
Well, you know, but what do you bite first when you eat the chocolate Jesus?
Well, you've seen South Park. Everybody wants to bite Jesus' chocolate salty balls.
Oh, do they?
You didn't see that? That South Park episode.
No.
Chef became, he made these salty chocolate balls that were very popular. So... If Jesus were supposedly black or Bedouin or whatever from that area, he probably was hung and had, like, rather large salty chocolate balls.
Okay.
I personally like Big Gay Bob on the show.
Big Gay Al.
Big Gay Al.
Is he still on there? I haven't seen any recent episodes.
I heard he was on. I haven't seen any recent episodes.
So why you bring up this chocolate Jesus thing? Now I wish I had that Tom Waits CD with me. But I don't have the key to the cabinets here. Otherwise, I'd play Chocolate Jesus. We may have a caller. Don't go away, caller.
Come on, just pick up the phone.
WUSB, you are on the air.
Yes, is this Cut Supreme?
Good morning. It's 4:10, and Cut Supreme hasn't been on for the past hour and 10 minutes. This is the big time, and we're not doing hip-hop. We're talking about unintelligible things unintelligibly. And naked Jesus is made out of chocolate.
No, anatomically correct Jesus.
Anatomically. Do you have any thoughts about an anatomically correct Jesus made out of chocolate?
Chocolate Jesus.
Yeah. You have no idea. Hello.
Good morning.
Put down the bong.
Has it been a late night for you?
Okay, thanks so much for calling. That was good.
So you're listening to Cut Supreme.
Right. See, as disoriented and exhausted as we are, our audience is even more so.
It's always nice to know we have a listenership.
Yeah, right. Cut Supreme. It's one thing to be called 10 minutes after we've begun, but, you know.
It's only an hour.
And 10 minutes. Anyway, what were we talking about?
70 minutes late. We were talking about anatomically
correct
chocolate
Jesus. Yeah, and amazingly enough, he didn't have a comment about that. So what are they going to do? What does the Catholic League expect to be done? Are they going to put like...
I don't know.
over his junk?
I think they want him to be removed from the exhibit.
Yeah. They can melt his junk down. Just leave it like a blur. Or put a big black bar over it, you know, of dark chocolate.
Well, you know, I what I'm thinking now? I think it's in the window of a hotel, which is also a thing. I think if the Catholic League came with all these...
being the operative word, yeah.
No, they came with all these magnifying glasses, and they took the sun, and they tried to melt him down. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
That would be great. That would be priceless, actually.
I think that would be the way...
I like his crown of jujubes. That's a nice touch.
But that would be hilarious if they came and
they tried to melt it in a legal way. It's like, all we're doing is standing here with magnifying glasses.
Yeah.
funny. It also reminds me of that guy. This didn't really offend anyone except animal lovers, but there's a German guy named Wolfgang Flachs, who's a performance artist. And I remember seeing this, and this is about one of the funniest things I ever seen. He took a dead cow and he filled it with explosives. And he put in a helicopter over a small town. And at one point, the cow just exploded, and there was like cow parts going everywhere. I mean, this was like some kind of artistic statement. The great Wolfgang Flachs.
You're right. Where do they get the money for this?
I want to be sponsored to take a cow and stuff it with TNT.
I mean, but how much money? He had probably a lot of money for that. The helicopter.
If you wanted to spray your room with tons of melted mozzarella, that's a few $100s right there. The spray gun, the thing, and then the cleanup. Because you know the hotels are not going to be happy about having a... Madame, would you like to stay in the cheese room? There's a mouse problem. Oh, yes.
It's the Willard Suite.
We're staying in the Pepper Jack room on our honeymoon.
Well, that's the house. The Pepper Jack was the house, right?
That was when I was young and spreadable like the cheese.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so your business proposal has been typed, proofread, photoshopped, and given a nice cover. Now, all you need is 20 spiral-bound copies plus 1,000 printings of your latest brochure. Your Xerox can't do it. Your mailroom can't do it. Hewlett Minuteman Press can do it all. Your one-stop printing shop, Minuteman, 1315 Broadway in Hewlett. Open 6 days a week, 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. Family-owned Minuteman, their service can't be duplicated. Well, rockin' my mortgage in the bosom of Abraham. Rockin' my mortgage in the bosom of Abraham. Rockin' my mortgage in the bosom of Abraham. MortgagesRock.com. God has a plan for you, giving your friends and family mortgage loans. Learn how at MortgagesRock.com. Fully licensed in New York State and in heaven. They'll teach you the ropes so you can climb Jacob's ladder to high, high, high commissions. Rockin' my mortgage, MortgagesRock.com. Rockin' my mortgage, MortgagesRock.com. Rockin' my mortgage, MortgagesRock.com. Everybody point and click.
Someone needs to reach you. Okay, you're not there. That's
where's my
answer.
Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Where's your Toad the Wet Sprocket? It's hopping back into its little CD case. Okay, we can hear Herb Gross and the Invictus.
No, I don't want to hear Herb Gross.
You sure?
Yes.
He had a song called The Hump. It was a Florida hit.
I want to play something for early morning people.
Yeah. What do you want to play, man?
I want to play this.
Jeff Goodman is handing me a CD.
But you're not allowed to,
What? Dang it.
Oh, you pick any number on here, but you promise me you're not going to look at the CD.
Okay, and then turn the case away, and I'll just...
Oh, other side up.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Got it. It's going in. Oh, it's going in.
Is this 20 tracks?
It's in deep. Let's see. Here's Let's Flaunt It. Yeah, they sold 78,000 copies of their albums. Let's see, all of them. Let's see. Well, are they alive? What the hell are they doing? They're in Santa Fe. Here we go. In 2004, Ron was commissioned to write a circus opera for Nurses for the Rights of the Child, a group of labor and delivery nurses who are conscientious objectors to male circumcision. After 2 years of writing, I'm reading this verbatim, folks, and writing and several workshop performances, It's a Boy was premiering in August of 2006 at the 9th International Symposium on Circumcision, Genital Integrity, and Human Rights at the University of Washington in Seattle. Genital integrity. I like that. I mean, mine hasn't been integral... I mean, between two hernias...
Maybe you should review it.
Yeah, right.
So what happened to it?
It shrank. Immediately following up, It's a Boy, that came the release of Pittsburgh to Paris, marking Ron's return to songwriting and singing in English. I don't even... Anyway, they're still at it. it's kind of nice to know that they're still around. But I didn't know that.
Maybe we should call them up on a future show.
Yeah. I would rather call
especially because they're in three time zones away, so we can call them in the. It's like only 1 in the morning
yeah,
when we start.
It's afternoon there now, actually. But I would like to call the Symposium on Circumcision, Genital Integrity, and Human Rights.
There you go. Write it down.
Genital integrity. Wow. If, by the way, if anybody here wants to talk about genital integrity, please give us a call at 631-632-WUSB. Men and women, if there are any African women out there from some of these states where they do clitoridectomies and things like that. By
this is a female circumcision.
Yeah. Give us a buzz if you're not screaming in horrible pain. Or if you are, that makes good radio. It'll wake people up in the morning. It's like... Yes, there's a little bit of cruelty in every radio host, I think. This is Dave on this April 29th doing the Bits and Pieces edition of Dave's Gone By. What we just heard was a segment from the Big Time, again going back to late March, and talking about genital integrity, which I think is pretty important. Actually, not really. Anyway, got more and more stuff to play for you on this weird, special Bits and Pieces edition of the show. One of the things that we do on Dave's Gone By a lot is the News Gone By, where we goof on what's happening in the news. And that tends to be kind of scripted with jokes and stuff and written out. But when we go on some of our other shows, Jeff and I, it's more freeform. We just take the story, the headline, we read it more in a Howard Stern kind of way. We run with it. And so we did that back in November of 2006. And again, another bit about art that is, well, it's brown, but this one doesn't involve chocolate. Let's see, what else we got? Latvia bans junk food sales in schools, showing that in Latvia is ahead of the United States in certain ways. Anna Nicole Smith had a pain in her side. Yes, it's the guy she married. What the hell is that about? She was suffering from pain in her side when she checked into a hospital. Oh, she had pneumonia. When was this? I guess. You know, wasn't there a point at which... Who was it? It was Ozzy Osbourne, who was in the news every other day sometime last year. Remember that? He was on something, one of his kids was sick, one of his kids was on drugs, one of them was dying, the parent had the cancer, she didn't have the cancer, they were getting divorced, they weren't getting divorced. Every other day, Ozzy Osbourne something. Now Anna Nicole Smith is turning into Ozzy Osbourne. The kid dies, she gets married, then they're talking about the death, then she is talking about the death, then she goes, enough! Enough! She's got $70 million, she can buy her own website, she can buy her own TV station. She doesn't have to be on Yahoo every goddamn minute. What else? What else is out there? Whoops. Let's go down the Yahoo news. Aren't you glad you're getting the news from me and not Katie Couric? What else? Ooh, anything else? Not going to deal with Madonna. Not going to care. Airlines cancel a $6 fare increase. Yay! Okay. Several airlines were going to do that. Well, I guess that's good. Well, gas prices have magically gone down a bit since Labor Day. Not certainly down to where they were, but halfway down to where they were, because some people wanted to get reelected. Ha. So I guess airlines may have had those fares instituted when everything... Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You know, I said... A couple of minutes ago that this was not a big news day, that aside from, unfortunately, the death of William Styron and the horrible news coming out of Iraq, that there was no real important news. Ladies and gentlemen, the Associated Press is reporting that the Miami Zoo is hosting an exhibit of excrement. I'm going to read this by Jessica Gresco. Meadow muffins, guano, feces. You know, I should have music under this. I need some instrumental music to do this properly. I don't know if I have it. Bear with me. Maybe some light. I'll put some Devendra Banhart under here. Even if it's not acoustic, then, I'll pop the voice down a little bit. But this is too good just to do with dry air. Let's pop a CD in. Let's get old Devendra with his little wobbly voice. His voice is more wobbly than Michael J. Fox at this point. Let's hear old Devendra. Let's see. Oh, I'm not going to put him in queue. Let's just hear what he's doing. No, I need something peppier for poop. How about this? Yeah, this is kind of poopy music. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me start this. Metal muffins, guano, feces, solid waste, caca. The words for poop are endless, but the Miami Metro Zoo has another term to add to the list, educational. Now on display is a 5,000-square-foot exhibit on excrement titled The Scoop on Poop. It invites visitors to explore the science of scat. You know the writer had fun writing this. Do you know how easy and inexpensive it is to advertise on Dave's Gone By? You don't? Well, hey, it's even easier to find out. You can run a 30 or 60-second ad or sponsor a show segment or the whole show. Just go to davesgoneby.org to see the rates. Or call 516-295-1511, 516-295-1511. Bring your message to my audience. Advertise on Dave's Gone By. We're co-hosting. I'm Dave Lefkowitz.
I'm Jeff Goodman, last time I checked.
And we've been doing the big time on WUSB since early winter, I think. It hasn't been every week because we've been preempted once or twice.
We got preempted by Reggae Fest, of all things.
I know. Reggaeton. Not Reggaeton, which is something different, but Reggaeton.
Well, we snowed out 2 weeks ago, right?
Well, not 2 weeks. That was a month ago already, but yeah.
No, what happened 2 weeks ago?
You fell asleep and you never showed up.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. No, I shouldn't have said that. That was like a different thing. You were just sick as a dog, and you couldn't make it in that.
Oh, okay.
You called in, which was nice.
Oh, okay. That was I just got come back from Thailand and China. And
which we'll talk about a bit. Let me give an overview of what some of the things we're going to be doing.
Well, let us announce that if someone does know what the 9th anniversary is, we have a lovely prize for you. And I must tell you, if you're really good, it's Dirty Dirty Dalmatian Day, everybody. So don't be a Dirty Dirty Dalmatian.
I'll tell you what. Is this the prize? Is this... Oh, okay, I'm not supposed to say... I'm not going to say it.
They're Dirty Dirty Dalmatians.
Let me tell you,
You'll love it. Cuddly, and they're rather...
Stained.
No, they're just Dirty Dirty Dalmatians.
I hope that's coffee or food.
No, it's the Dirty Dirty Dalmatians for nasty boys.
I have... What the hell reference is that?
They're dirty dogs.
Okay. But it's literal.
No, it's not.
Look at them. Who would bid on this? Okay, listen to me. No, I mean listen to me on Compact Disc, where bunches of past episodes of Dave's Gone By are yours to hear over and over again. Comedy sketches like Mel's a Poppin' and Handyman Yoni, visits with guests like Reckless Eric and Julie Haggerty, punchlines and politics in the news gone by, all just $11 a disc, shipping included. Visit davesgoneby.org or call 516-295-1511 for me on CD. Welcome back to Dave's Gone By. We are here every Sunday night from 11 to midnight on WGBB, and sometimes, when we're lucky, we get to be on a bit earlier, either a half hour or an hour before the 11 o'clock start of the show. And one of the cool things about that, as I said at the top of the program, is it gives us more time. We can be freer. We can even take phone calls, which we almost never can during the regular show. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we got a phone call from a listener, brand new listener, named Min. And we had a great deal of fun with her, so let's hear Minna now.
The only listeners we have are on planets far, far away. So in about 2 years, they're going to call us. when the radio waves get out there, when they bounce off the satellites, it'll be great.
Now, while we're waiting for someone to call in, which they're doing right now, thank you very much, WGBB, you're on the air.
Verizon, how can we help you?
Hi, I'm actually listening to you guys.
Oh, my God.
Who are you?
What's your name?
My name is Minna, and I'm in New Jersey.
Hi, Minna. Wait, New Jersey? How the heck?
She's streaming.
Are you? Are you on listening?
Oh, I'm on regular radio. I'm in my car.
And you hear us in New Jersey?
Yeah, where are you guys?
We're out in Long Island, like on the Nassau-Suffolk border.
Yeah, okay, so Long Island, where my cousin Angela lives, 631. I thought I recognized that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm in Shrewsbury, New Jersey.
Where in New Jersey?
Shrewsbury.
Excuse you.
It's by Red Bank.
Oh, I have a bank with a blue bank.
Oh, very funny.
You're very funny.
Thank you so much. Have you ever heard the show before? You just came across the dial and you were horrified.
I came across you tonight.
Cool.
And did you hear the tribute band before?
Mostly Mountaintop? Oh,
that was lots of fun.
They were cool, but they're going to be on my other show, the Dave's Gone By show, in a week or two, and that goes on at 11 on Sunday nights. So definitely
keep
it here.
I can't believe it. Well, it must be the cloud cover, huh?
Hey, it's weird. Is the moon full? What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, and where does Angela live?
Oh, she lives out in East Patchogue.
Oh, I have a friend in East Patchogue.
My other cousin lives in Santa Mauritius.
Oh, way out.
Yeah.
Well, would you like to shout out to them?
All right, I will. Hello, guys. I love you. Aww. Angela, John, Valerie, and little Michael.
Oh, little Michael
little
might
Michael.
Be listening.
Yeah. Oh, little Michael.
That just makes my heart swell.
It goes pitter-patter, you know. So did you have are you an Easter person or a Passover person?
You know what? I'm an Easter person.
Well, did you have a good Easter?
No,
well, no, that's next week.
Are you making your Easter bonnet?
Not this year.
You're not going to go in the Easter parade?
No, sweetie, not this year.
No, you're not going to find eggs and stuff? Or ovulate or any of that? No.
No.
You don't. What is the deal with the egg hunt? Do the kids hunt for eggs? Is that the deal?
Yeah,
may be why they call it an egg hunt. Jeff.
I know. No,
there
but
you go.
No. But it's like just chocolate. Like with Passover, we find the afikoman, and then you get like cash. Is there a cash prize at the end of Easter?
You know, I had a wonderful Uncle Bobby, and he used to put cash out there for us.
Nice.
Man.
Yeah.
And Uncle Bobby is no longer with us?
Oh, no, he is, but he's too old to do it, and I'm too old to look for eggs.
Where does Uncle Bobby live?
Yeah, right. I could
he lives
use
in
cash.
Jersey.
In Jersey? Well in Jersey what town? What town in Jersey?
He's out in Sweetsboro.
Well, we should encourage all the people in Jersey to go to Uncle Bobby's house and ask. Everyone should go to Uncle Bobby's house, ask for a little plastic egg with a dollar in it.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
And he's not too old to write a check.
Yeah. No, he's not.
So call him up and say, let's relive old times.
So, Mina, what do you do? What are you doing when you're not listening to this wonderful radio show?
Actually, I'm moving from one place to another, so tonight's my last night. I had to move.
Ugh.
And, miserable day.
Well, mazel tov on the move.
Oh,
that's Jewish talk for congratulations, by the way.
She sounds like she knows a couple of Jews.
I went to a public schools, and all my good buddies were Jewish, so I am all over the place with everything.
It's kind of funny because I really don't like Jews.
Really?
We have big problems.
Shabbat Shalom!
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Passover, happy. That's starting tomorrow, of all things. Tomorrow night is the first Seder.
What's my big free gift?
Oh, we'll be sending you something, Dave.
This is for real.
Aww.
Jeff,
I think we'll send you a lovely stuffed animal for your home.
Thank you so much.
Would you like to bowl?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll send you a couple of bowling certificates.
Well, don't say maybe. Are you going to or not?
Well, yeah, we'll throw in a couple.
Absolutely, would go bowling with my cousin Angela.
Well, wonderful.
Oh.
That's great. That's
and
good.
Then
you have to call in
one Sunday and tell us how you liked it, what you did. If you did,
all right, I will.
You don't have to tell us the truth, though. You can lie if you really want to tell people you bowled over 100. Because we know it's like 98. You know, when you bowl like in the 80s and 90s, you just want to say, oh, I did a 118.
So bad at bowling. But you know what? You go and you hang out and you flirt and it's fun.
There you go. But you don't bowl with the ball between your legs or anything, right? You don't need the bumpers.
No.
You don't do bumper bowling?
No.
Well, bumper bowling
that.
Is kind of fun when you're kind of really a little bit off your... If you're a couple of sheets to the wind, you get those bumpers in, pretty cool.
But I can actually bowl.
Well, I'm queuing up some music because what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment. We'll play a little music and then I can get your address so we know how to send out your gift.
Yeah, okay. Your housewarming... Bowling present.
Oh, you guys made my night.
Sure, you made
Well, you made ours. Well, I always challenge Dave because I think no one's listening.
I never know, Jeff.
I think the Martians are out there listening.
I'm going to start telling people to listen to you.
Oh, please.
Oh, goody, goody.
So you don't have a complex and you don't think you're not so good.
That's right. Although
we think we're great.
No, I don't. I think it's us. I don't know why. I just talk to the wind. But...
But, Mimi, you know, you could also hear us by streaming on the radio, and then if you want your friends to hear what Dave's Gone By is like, they have, there's this thing called DFSXradio.com,
yeah.
Yeah, and you can listen to old episodes of Dave's Gone By, some of which I think are really good, some of which I don't think are that good. But
all right.
Thank you for the editorializing, but also for the plug.
No, but it's...
and don't forget, we can also tell people, and you, Minna, if you want to hear other episodes anytime for free, if you go to theaterpod.com, there's about 25 old episodes of Dave's Gone By that you can listen to.
DFSX is not free?
DFSX is free, but it's like appointment radio. It's Thursday nights and Saturday nights at 11. They play an old show, whereas TheaterPod, they're archived on the website.
Anytime.
And you can get them anytime. I know we're totally confusing the hell out of Minna right now. But
no, you're actually not. And I'm an insomniac, so I'll probably listen to that show.
Oh, goody, goody. You know, all the information that you need is at davesgoneby.org. So D-A-V-E-S, goneby.org. And that'll tell you what you hear.
It's not a com. He's an org.
I'm an org.
Okay.
I'm an org donor. Yeah.
That's an organism. and the other people are just communists.
Oh, now stop that. Now, Minna, I'm going to put you on hold so we can get your information. We don't want to have that going out on the air. And
well, if you'd like to call Minna, she's up all night, so don't worry.
She's up all night.
3 a.m. It doesn't matter.
You never tried the Ambien?
No, don't take drugs.
Are you
don't
kidding?
Do, that.
Do you know what the side effect of that is?
No.
You have nightmares while you're awake.
That's my life.
Mine too. That's why I don't take it.
But what about warm milk and like the homeopathic kind of cure things?
You know what's good is sleepy time tea. Knocks you out.
Sleepy time tea.
Yeah.
Cool.
And by the way, if you get to a certain age, watch porn. It will just put you right to sleep.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing, Jeff.
I didn't say it was me.
Yeah, how would you know?
Oh,
who would you
you're
ask?
So
well,
fan. What
do you say? Because I watch porn. Do other
oh
things
goodness.
While I'm watching porn,
yes,
and
I
that
realize.
Puts me to sleep.
Well, no kidding. And it does work. I can vouch for that, by the way.
And he's
all
married.
Right. I believe you.
Okay,
you guys are adorable.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, but no one seems to love us. That's the problem.
No, she aww. Loves us, and she just
I'm
met
not
us.
Kidding.
Yeah, we're
no.
very lovable. Well, Jeff is lovable. I'm a little more sarcastic and evil. That's the dynamic that we have all going
right.
on. But anywho.
I'm the nice evil person.
Minna from New Jersey, thank you so much for calling the Little Big Time. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold.
What are we
going
to listen to?
Oh, well, you know, this is the first day of April. No fooling. So,
oh, Dave, you're so punny today.
I have a couple of actual April songs, one from Simon and Garfunkel and one from Al Jolson.
Well, thank God there's no Tom Waits. So he loves Tom Waits.
I love Tom Waits.
Just horrible.
Do you like Tom Waits, Minna?
Yes.
Thank
he's
you.
Good.
Oh, man.
Who's your favorite?
Didn't he write Jersey Girl?
That's right. He wrote Jersey
there
Girl, the Bruce
go.
Springsteen hit. Uh-huh. See, Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff doesn't care. Jeff just doesn't like Tom Waits.
I'm sorry.
I like fun, happy people.
Well, right. Tom Waits can be kind of fun and Jersey Girl.
In his own way.
Yes, in his own way.
This is him excited and happy.
Well, that's Leonard Cohen you're doing now.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. No, he has his up tunes. Uncle Vernon, independent as a hog on ice. You ever heard that one?
No.
It's called Cemetery Polka.
Not everybody likes to be upbeat, you know? Sometimes you're in a bad mood.
Oh, no, that's when I listen to things like Dead or Alive.
No, you know, it's funny. I was listening to WFUV last night to hear Vince Scalzo.
What's up? You were listening to what's up?
Yeah, I was listening to WUF. I still do occasionally, even though I'm not on there anymore. But
What's up with that?
What's up with that? What's up with you? So they had a woman singing in for Vin Scalzo, who does Idiot's Delight on that station, and she was saying, she was playing, like, she doesn't play unhappy tunes when she's sad and down. She plays them when she's really feeling happy, and they just make her feel good because she doesn't feel that miserable.
See, because, now, Minna, just so you know, I play a lot of show tunes. See,
uh-huh.
I,
surprise, yeah.
No, why?
Okay, yeah.
Dave, I'm going to knock you.
Okay.
I'm going to knock you into the next studio. But I like to, you know, when I'm sad, I listen to show tunes and dance around the house naked, kind of. I thought, what was the Tom, the
Waits? Well, I don't know what you look like, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh, no, it's a very bad thing.
Very bad. Have you seen Borat?
Okay.
Have you seen Borat, the movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember the scene in Borat?
The Naked Manager.
Okay.
It's a little worse than that.
Creepy. There's less hair, but just as much.
Just more of Jeff.
Oh my goodness.
But I do believe in dancing around underwear and stuff like that, and just I clean and I dance, and well, not much clean, but I dance.
It's kind of like Working Girl, except if you replace Melanie Griffith with Azamat Bagatov. There you go.
What are you making me like a prostitute now?
No, the movie Working Girl. Remember, it was about.
Never saw it. I'm not
with,
a movie
with Sigourney
person.
Weaver and Melanie Griffith. Is that
never saw it.
Didn't mean prostitute. I meant she was working.
Oh, I thought it was about prostitutes.
No. It was a very big hit.
Yeah, it was with Harrison Ford, right?
Oh, did he play like the boyfriend of?
Yeah, he was like the boyfriend or something.
What was the one where Julia Roberts was a prostitute?
Pretty Woman.
Oh, okay.
Richard
I saw that
Gere.
One.
Yeah,
I saw that one on TV like 6 years later. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of movies. You'd be surprised. I still haven't seen Borat.
Borat is wonderful.
I still haven't seen, you name a big movie. I haven't seen any of the, what was the ones, the pirate movies? I haven't seen those.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm still waiting to see the three Star Wars movie that I missed, the first one, two, and three.
Oh, the more recent.
I saw the four, five, and six, but I haven't seen one, two, and three.
Okay.
What else?
What's the last movie that you saw, Minna?
Oh, jeez. The Departed.
Oh, I saw that in Thailand.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was amazing, wasn't it? It was, like, so depressing.
Yeah.
It was bloody.
My son looked like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. He's a cute boy. Doesn't look like his mother, but he's a very cute boy.
So who gave him the looks?
You know, I don't know, because he doesn't look like his father either. I have no idea.
Nina, who are you sleeping with? Come on. You can
Please, if only.
He doesn't look like a little Cambodian baby, does he?
No. He's very cute.
I love internet radio. You can surf stations and music for free and listen anytime on your computer. And I love Live365.com for playing vintage episodes of Dave's Gone By Saturday nights at 11. And I love the comedy channel they're on, DFSX Radio. But those letters, DFSX, who can remember that? Good thing you don't have to. Just go to davesgoneby.org and click the link, Saturday nights at 11. Spread the radio love. Welcome back to the Bits and Pieces edition of Dave's Gone By. I'm Dave Lefkowitz, happy to be here with you tonight with all sorts of bits from not just Dave's Gone By, but from the big time on another station and the little big time that we sometimes do right before this program, where we get to experiment and do more things and think of an idea and try it and see if it works. Sometimes it works really, really well, and sometimes we had an idea that it might be fun after coming out of the Spanish version of Mickey, the Tony Basil hit, to see if Jeff and I could talk Spanish for at least a minute or two. It did not go well.
Buenos dias, Sonny Brook. ¿Cómo está, David?
Estoy muy bien, gracias, el señor Jeff. ¿Cómo está usted?
Bueno.
Muy bien.
Gracias.
Esto es Mickey en Spanish.
¿Español?
Español-ish. De Tony Basil. De Vida en Oblivion.
The 80s.
Para español, marque 8. sí, señores. Es el tiempo largo de 3 en la mañana a 6 y media en la mañana.
¿Qué es tiempo, David?
¿Qué es el tiempo? Ahora es 5 y 55. En la mañana. Sí.
Sí.
Y
antes
de Tony Basil, escucharemos a Los Nails con 88
mujeres.
En 40.
Sí, en 44 mujeres en.
No,
40. Sí, sí. 88.
8 líneas.
Líneas, sí. De 44 mujeres.
88.
Sí, sí, 88. No, yo no. ¿Cómo se dice?
Chiquitas.
No, 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 no. Solamente 44 chiquitas, pero las líneas es 88.
No, 44 líneas.
Es radio muy, muy terrible ahora. Con yo, Dave Lefkowitz, y mi amigo Jeff Goodman.
Jeff Goodman.
Jeff Goodman, en el tiempo largo, en muy bien, muy bien. No es tiempo para ID legal. No, en un otro minuto o dos. El jefe.
¿En inglés?
Sí, en inglés. Es legal. Es 5:57 en la mañana. En Stony Brook, Nueva York. Yo no sé más español de eso. Ayúdame. Por favor.
I didn't even take Spanish.
Well, you were doing pretty well for someone who didn't take Spanish.
No.
Right? How do you know any Spanish then?
I learned it from my employees.
There you go. Oh, those are the guys who pay like $4 an hour to. There you go.
Yeah. And by the way, jefe actually means boss, not
I know, but. Yeah, but no, you should be jef. Geofredo would actually be what they would have called you in Spanish class.
Geofredo?
So, but that was a cool.
Well, I want you to know that in French class I was Geoffroy Bonhomme.
What, bonhomme? Oh, good man?
Yeah.
Oh, good man! I get bonhomme.
So I'd be. Jef, what was it?
Well,
I'd be Buenos Hombres. Bueno Hombre.
Bueno, that's nice. Bueno Hombre is a good name to have. Lefkowitz, I don't know what the hell they can do with.
Well, what's left? Izquierda,
not
right, but left.
Izquierda.
What's left? Izquierda Wist.
Mu.
Vaca.
Izquierda Wist. I scare a witch too. I'm so scared of witch, I run out the barn. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, James Brown's only temporarily buried.
That was not James Brown. That was Rochester.
Oh.
You know, from Jack Benny and.
No, I thought that was James Brown.
That's not James. No, James Brown just goes, which I can't do because my throat is completely gone.
But do it again.
I like that Tony Basil. That was, by the way, Tony Basil, even though she was singing in Spanish. I had no idea that existed. It's a Spanish version of Mickey that we played off a compilation that Jeff has called Living in Oblivion.
And before that, we heard 88 lines about 44 women.
I never heard that song in toto. It's very cool.
I like that.
They should make that into a movie about Glenn Gould. That would be really freaky.
Did you know that I, Dave, am not just a fantastic radio personality, I am also a playwright, and my book, Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World, is filled with the same humor I bring to Dave's Gone By every week. Funny, sad, true. Makes a great gift, Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World, only $20 hardcover, $12 trade paperback. To get your copy, call 516-295-1511 or email davesgoneby@aol.com. Welcome back to the Bits and Pieces edition of Dave's Gone By, where we're playing bits and pieces of stuff that Jeff Goodman and myself have done both on the Dave's Gone By program and some of the other shows that we do, kind of lumping them all together here for folks who haven't had the chance to hear them. For example, we had a Beatles tribute band called Mostly Mop Top on Dave's Gone By a couple of weeks back. They were really fun, and they made some great music. And what was nice was they came early, and Jeff and I happened to be on mic in that hour, so we invited them in, and we goofed around, and they played some more music that didn't get on the regular show. So if you missed it, we're going to play it here again. Here's some Mostly Mop Top on Dave's Gone By. Me, Jeff, and some special guests going to join us in a little bit of music making. Now, it's kind of jumping the gun, because these guys are going to be on Dave's Gone By in a week or two, They're called Mostly Mop Top. They're a Beatles, not a cover band per se, but a tribute band, a loving tribute band to the Beatles, and they're quite good. Well, I just did some pre-taping with them, but we still got them here in the studio, live.
And we
now
thought we'd let you enjoy their music now and forever and next week.
So
or the week after.
Bring them
after
a little closer to the mic.
Okay, we're going to do it right now?
Well, why not? Yeah, we've got the guitars
at
the ready.
Let me give away my mic, as it were.
Do it. All right, here's Mostly Mop Top.
You got a nice mic there. That's right. See? It's from the blood that I've sweated on that. Blood, sweat, and tears, then. So we sing a song.
Yeah, we'll do what you just did for me.
Okay. We just did this before, so we'll do it again. And here we go. There's three mics, of course, so we get three triple. One, two, three. This is dedicated to Thailand.
One, two, three, four. Can I have a little more? Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I love you. A, B, C, D. Can I bring my friends to see? E, F, G, H, I, J. I love you.
Boom, 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 boom. Come on, stay on the ship. Boom, boom, boom. Jump the tree. Boom, boom, boom. Skip the rope. Boom, boom, boom. Look at me. All together now.
Black, white, green, red. Can I bring my friends to bed?
Please.
Pink, brown, yellow, orange, and blue. I love you.
Bravo, bravo, indeed. Yes, Jeff.
And what was the name of that song?
That was called All Together Now, in case any of you missed the Freudian slips.
And by the way, who's your favorite traffic control officer?
It would probably be the one that didn't stop me.
Oh, wouldn't that be Pretty Rita Niedermayer?
Oh, yes, Pretty Rita Niedermayer.
Lovely Rita, lovely Rita Niedermayer.
Jeff, the bleeding stump on the floor.
I happen to be a really big Beatles fan. I always like them.
Yeah. Well, they're the best thing since Jam.
No, well, I must tell you, I grew up, because I'm of a certain age as well.
Oh, and 19 like me,
I guess. Yes, and I grew up actually listening with WGBB on my bed table,
Listening
to AM radio.
Pretty old.
This is a purist, folks. If you haven't been listening, this guy really knows where he's been. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I like the Beatles. So
that got a red mic.
Yes, he's got the red mic. He carries the big whip, John.
The whip is a
hit man.
Go ahead.
No,
I don't want you to think we're taking over your show or anything.
No, that's okay.
Hijacking the show.
No,
that's okay. You want a show? You can have a show.
Take my show, please. I take my show everything, but it's John Tavay home.
Yes.
So your name's Jeff, huh?
That's it.
We just met him, you know, so you're actually hearing people meeting one another live for real on the radio.
Well, that's what the Big Time and Little Big Time do. It's all about bringing people together.
Bringing people together and keeping the lights on.
It's peace, love, and happiness, baby.
Or the other way around. It depends on which television you watch.
What, happiness, peace, love, and peace?
It could be that. Could be the other thing.
Love.
It could just be consonants. Which sounds like...
That's Russian.
Okay.
I had that. It was good. So your name is Jeff.
Yes. Oh, wait. Speaking of Russian...
Yes, please.
The Beatles' Russian song.
Is there anybody going to listen to my Russian? All about the girl who came to stay. He's the kind of girl who wants too much and makes you sorry. Still you don't forget a single day. Oh, Jeff. Jeff. We just met him in the hallway and he was standing there with a Wendy's bottle and he said, why don't you come and sing a little on the show?
And we did.
And we said, why not? We don't have nothing else to do except to get up tomorrow morning and go play the slave job in a big office. Oh, Jeff.
And pay for sweats.
Jeff.
All right, here comes the dirty part.
She's the kind of girl who bets you down when friends are there, you feel a fool.
Can you hear the word he's singing? Can you hear the word he's singing?
And the day you sing a good connect as if she's understood is cool. Ooh, 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 girl, girl.
Oh, the real lyric after a while, okay.
Just like... It's a Jeff and Dave Lefkowitz show.
Do the Russian part?
Oh, all right.
It's a Little Big Show.
Was there the part after that?
The Little Big Time.
Oh, yeah. The Little Big Time. Was that part? When they heard when she was young that pain would lead to pleasure, did she understand it when they said
that a man must bring his back to earn his day of leisure? Will he still believe it when he's... Oh, girl. Girl, girl,
everybody get out and sympathize!
Ah. Ah. Oh, girl!
Okay, girl, and that's all we have to sing. And this is in honor of Nikita Khrushchev. This is my shoe on the table.
All right, well, that's not the Russian song I was talking about, but that's okay.
Okay.
Wait, one more.
He was thinking of this one.
Yes.
That's the one. Oh, we got a third song on the radio.
Whoa, threw it from Miami Beach to OAC. Didn't get to bed last night. All the made of paper bag was on my knee. Really had a pitiful fight. I'm back in the USSR. You know how lucky you are, boys. Back in the USSR.
Eddie France on vocals.
Been away so long, I hardly knew the place.
Teach it.
Good to be back home.
I wish I knew where motel.
Leave it till tomorrow to inspect my case.
Honey, get the next. I'm back in the USSR.
Hey.
You know how lucky you are, boys. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the U.S.S.R.
Here's the Beach Boys
chorus. Well, the European girls really knocked me out.
Woo!
Leave the West behind.
Bow, bow, bow.
Those girls make me sing and shout. The Georgia's always on my mind. Oh, show me that you love me, mountains way down south. Take me to your daddy's farm. Let me hear your battle like it's ringing out. Come and keep your comrade warm, I'm back in the USSR.
Hey!
You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR. Oh, let me tell you, honey. Hey, I'm back.
WGBB.
WGBB.
That's right.
Now that's the one I was thinking about.
That's the one. Which, you know, okay. We gotta go. We gotta get back in the gulag.
That's the next best thing since Perestroika, isn't it?
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Paul. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
The best Broadway magazine just got better. More listings, more contact numbers, more inside information in Performing Arts Insider. And not just Broadway, off-Broadway, off-off, dance, cabaret, opera. As one dramaturg put it, Performing Arts Insider is a gold mine of information for the theater professional. 21 times a year at your doorstep, the whole world of theater, with 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. Visit PerformingArtsInsider.com or call 516-295-1511. 516-295-1511. Performing Arts Insider. It's Broadway the best way. Welcome back to Dave's Gone By. Hope you've enjoyed this Bits and Pieces edition of the program, and we'll be back with a more regular, irregular show next week. But before we go, gotta thank some people, gotta thank the sponsors, MortgagesRock.com, Andy Leibowitz, and the folks over there who help people either get mortgages or can train you how to be a mortgage broker. MortgagesRock.com, Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine with 10% off subscriptions for Dave's Gone By listeners. Go to PerformingArtsInsider.com. Hewlett Minuteman Press, the copy kings of Broadway, they're also giving you 10% off all copy jobs. 516-569-5577 is their number. And for all your party needs, it's Fancy Schmancy Balloons, 516-797-3222. 9. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank my usual co-host, Jeff Goodman. I want to thank my beloved and wonderful wife, my dear wife, Joyce. And to hear vintage episodes of Dave's Gone By, you can go two different places. Live365.com has a channel called DFSX Radio, and they play a vintage episode both 11 o'clock on Thursday night and 11 o'clock on Saturday night. Just go to davesgoneby.org for the links, and you can listen then. But you can also go to theaterpod.com, and any time of the day or night, for free, you can listen to 25 different vintage episodes of Dave's Gone By. Again, all the information is at the website, davesgoneby.org. So we will be back next Sunday night with the 219th episode of Dave's Gone By. We've got one more mostly mop-top song for you. Kind of didn't want to play this one on the regular show because the vocals got a little cracked, but it's still a pretty nice song. They're doing This Boy, and, well, This Boy's Gotta Go. But wish you first good luck, good night, and gone by.
That boy took my love away. Though he'll regret it someday, this boy wants you back again. That boy isn't good for you. Though he may want you to, this boy wants you back again. Oh, when again, this boy.